Is peace about to break out in the Middle East, or will we be disappointed once again? You're listening to Longitude. It's Wednesday, September 27th, 2006. I'm Darris McNeely. In the opinion of former U.S. President Bill Clinton, a new Middle East peace initiative is a strong likelihood within the next 2 months, this according to the Financial Times of September 20th. President George Bush also conceives of a democratic peace in that troubled region of the world. He recently said that some of the positive changes in the Middle East are happening gradually, but they are real. Earlier, the American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had talked of the present distress as the birth pangs of a new Middle East. Former President Clinton indicated that the deterioration of conditions in Iraq, Lebanon, and Gaza had paradoxically created a climate for some kind of positive movement to take place. One journalist recently talked about a new momentum for a comprehensive Arab-Israeli peace settlement out of the ashes of the past several months. But are all these comments pie in the sky? Are they just another manifestation of the proverbial triumph of hope over hard experience? True, even the Bible does indicate that conditions are going to come together that may produce a so-called temporary peace that causes world leaders to say, peace, peace, when there is no real peace. Not all astute observers of the Middle East scene and the world scene would agree that there are any substantive prospects for peace in the Middle East especially. Take Harvard historian and author Neil Ferguson. He conceives of a conflict there that could spark a global conflagration. Professor Ferguson considers the 20th century to have been the most violent in the history of mankind and sees the 21st century as beginning to move in the same tragic direction. He wrote in the September-October issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, "Today, one region displays in abundance all the characteristics of the worst conflict zones of the 20th century. Economic volatility has remained pronounced there, even as it has diminished in the rest of the world. That place is the Middle East." There is no sufficient space in this commentary today to go into all of his reasons, but he concluded his article with these words of warning, quote, "The sobering possibility we urgently need to confront is that another global conflict is brewing today, centered not on Poland or Manchuria, but more likely on Palestine and Mesopotamia." Another long-neglected source of wisdom is the Bible. It is full of predictions of Armageddon-like conditions that will prevail in the Middle East. Its pages forecast a series of shattering events that will end with the Messiah returning to Jerusalem, from where he will govern the earth, finally ushering in that time of peace that mankind has sought for so long in vain. Former President Clinton talked about creating a new sense of order that enables everybody to live together. But only the true Messiah promised in the Bible, Jesus Christ, can foster the peaceful conditions that will bring that kind of new world order to this troubled and chaotic globe. God's Word, the Bible, reveals that God does have an overall plan that will bring mankind's sufferings to a close and usher in a world peace and prosperity. That plan has a number of benchmarks pictured by seven annual festivals. Each annual festival or occasion celebrates an important part of God's overall plan and purpose for man. Three festivals in the spring and the summer embody the three personal responses from people that God calls and chooses to serve Him in this present age. But it's the fall festivals that herald direct divine intervention in the affairs of all mankind on a global basis. The beginning of this intervention is represented by what is called in the Bible the Feast of Trumpets, which is observed this year late in September. Notice what the concluding trumpet blast represented by this awesome day pictures. This is from the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15. It says, "The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." This passage signifies the second coming of Jesus Christ to become the official King of Kings. The next holy day that follows from that is known as the Day of Atonement. The Jews keep it every year, and it is called Yom Kippur. It is a very solemn occasion. It's a day of fasting and personal reflection. But it also pictures, from all that we gain in the Bible, it pictures a time when the source of evil and the source of division and conflict and confusion in this world will finally be removed, and it will be placed, and the true blame will be placed upon the culprit, Satan the devil, who has confused and divided this world for all through the ages. And then following the Day of Atonement is the biblical Feast of Tabernacles, a festival that pictures the time when Jesus Christ reigns, the messianic period, the so-called millennium, the time of peace, when the kingdom of God will be extant, when reign on this earth, when indeed all of the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of God, followed by another and last festival that is unique in all of the festivals and pictures and shows the magnificent and the beautiful mind of the Creator God and His mercy and His infinite justice to bring all people ultimately to an opportunity to accept and to understand His plan of peace for the ages. These festivals, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and what is called the Last Great Day, they all picture and give a full understanding of God's purpose and His plan and how they impact our future and how they will present a far different picture from what we have in front of us today in this present warring world. You can read a copy of that booklet off of our website through WNP Online. The booklet is entitled God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for Mankind. You might also be interested in reading the Middle East and Bible Prophecy, a very important piece of literature that gives a tremendous amount of understanding from the scriptures, from the prophets Daniel and Revelation, as to what lies ahead in the very near future in the Middle East, and also what lies beyond a time of looming conflict there. These two booklets on the God's Holy Day Plan, as well as the Middle East and Bible Prophecy, will help you understand what's taking place today, what to look for in the immediate future, the headlines that are screaming at us each day about the Middle East and the proposed plans for peace and exactly how that peace is going to come. You can read both of those booklets off of our WNPOnline.org site. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.